All right, let's reconvene. Let's do an audio check for board members on the phone. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so first item of business post-lunch is a general public comment period. And we have Tom Nelson.
Good afternoon.
My name is Tom Nelson. I'm the Washington Timberlands manager for Sierra Pacific Industries. We own about 132,000 acres in the northwest part of the state and another 85,000 down in Lewis County in the southwest part. I was sitting here this morning and wrote down a few notes. I didn't quite know which section to put them in, so I thought I'd do my comments now, the general section. First of all, on the LIDAR availability, I know that Karen has talked already, and we're a member of WFPA. We support the funding for the LIDAR. We strongly support it. We also, as a company, would offer that we would be happy to share our information with others. We have about 95% coverage of our land in the Northwest, where the biggest problem, immediate problem, is located. We only have about 40% coverage in the Southwest. We got the coverage up north. We bought about 10% of it ourselves. The rest we got. We didn't get it all from the consortium. We had to go onto the internet and a couple guys that searched around. They got some from federal agencies. They got some from different places. So even though you've been given maps about the consortium availability, I would strongly suggest that you have a few people dig around the internet, because there's more out there than probably what you know about already. That was my first comment. The second one is the current process and how we use this. We routinely share this information through the FBA process already. When we submit our FBAs, if there is an instability issue out there, we will put the FPA map on the LIDAR, at least the hillshade version, and submit it to the DNR. Normally, they already have the coverage in the case of the Northwest, but just to make sure, we were already doing that, which I think is a helpful way to go about it. Third point I wrote down was, we have in Skagit County, where I live on Samish Island and Skagit County, but we have a forest advisory board in the county, and we advise the county commissioners on all issues related to forestry. One of the things we've talked about at these monthly meetings is the risk assessment that, in this case, Skagit County is doing about landslides. And it got a heightened amount of interest after the Oso slide, obviously. But there are a number of counties around that are going through a similar process to what this board is addressing. They're looking at risk assessments. And I guess my comment I'd like to make is that don't view this process in a vacuum. There are a lot of other folks involved with this, land use issues that are outside of your purview. So please cast a wide net and include some of these counties, because there are other people struggling with the same thing. And the last point I wanted to make was on all the discussion that I just heard about the board manual. My understanding before I came down here today was that the board had charged DNR and all the other committees that are out there with a fairly narrow focus, which was not quite what I think I heard this morning. I have not seen any of these board manual proposals yet, and I don't think anyone has other than DNR. But my sense was this was a very narrow focus that they were charged to come back and do, and what I heard was almost a major rewrite of the board manual in this section, and that concerns me. And along with that, I served on the California Board of Forestry for 5 years, which was about as enjoyable as my tour of duty in Vietnam. I survived both of them, and one of the things I learned a lot about, I heard this morning, which was the Administrative Procedures Act, the APA, and I still remember the lectures I got from the legal folks there. What you're doing with the board manual sounds an awful lot like a regulation to me, and it's going to be interpreted by a lot of people as a regulation. If a decision to grant a permit is based on whatever comes out of the board manual, it is a regulation. It walks like a duck and it quacks. You can call it a chicken, it's still a duck. So What I want to say is be very, very cautious about whatever you do here as a regulation versus the board manual, because to me, you're kind of stepping over the line of a true regulation. So that's my opinion, and thank you for letting me state it.
Thanks. We next have Chris and Jack Shambo and Trevor Contreras to talk a little bit about implementation. Additional scrutiny on unstable slopes applications.